Masechta Shviyas, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. The Mishnah discusses what to do when the time of beer comes. Misha Hayu Le Perek Shviyas, someone who had produce from the Shemitah year in his house, V'yagia Shasa Beer, and the time for beer came, what does he do? So first, Mechalak Mazen Shalosh Sudeis L'chol Achad V'Echad. He's allowed to distribute for himself, for his family, and for friends of his, enough food for three meals, for himself and for his friends, three meals per person, and that much he's allowed to keep. And everything else, he's got to get rid of. The Rav explains further, what does he do with everything else? He puts it out on his doorstep, and he says the words, he puts them out on his doorstep, and Va'aymer, and he says, Achenu Beis Yisrael, Mishayir Tzalitol Yitol, my brothers, the Jews of Israel, anybody that wants can come and take. And he makes them hefker, and he says anyone can come take them. So that's beer. That's what he does. So now the produce is outside his house. The Mishnah now brings a difference of opinion. Who's allowed to come take this produce? The Mishnah says, Va'aniyim Eichlin Achar Beer, Aval Loyashirim. The Aniyim, the poor people, can come and take the produce. The beer has been performed on them, and they're outside this man's house. Avaloyashirim, but not wealthy people. They're not allowed to take from these produce of beer. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Achara Aniyim, Achara Shirim, Eichlin Achar Beer. Both poor people and wealthy, they both are allowed to eat from the fruit that beer was done, and it's not limited only to the poor people. Mishnah Tes. Misha Hayulei Per Shvius Shenafalei Be'Yerusha. Someone who received produce from the Shemitah year that came to him through a Yerusha inheritance. So his father had picked this produce and then died, and he got this produce as an inheritance. Aishin Ninulei Matana, or was given to him as a gift. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Yenosnu La'ichlem. He can't just eat it by himself. Rather, he has to give it to other people who will eat it together with him. And he has to eat it together with other people. The Rav explains the reasoning for Rabbi Eliezer. It's based on Beis Shammai's opinion in an earlier Mishnah. We saw in Perek Daled Mishnah Beis. Beis Shammai held that it was forbidden to have gratitude to anyone for giving you Perek Shvius. Because the fruit of Shemitah year are hefker, they're ownerless. And when they're given, when you take from someone else's property, or someone gave it to you, you can't repay them. You don't owe them anything. Not even gratitude. You're not even be grateful because it's ownerless. The produce of Shemitah is ownerless. That was Beis Shammai's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer was concerned in our Mishnah that if he would eat this produce himself that he got as an inheritance or as a gift, he would have gratitude and be thankful for the one that he received it from. So therefore, it's enough that he gives to someone else and he eats along with someone else, that should minimize this feeling that he received it, that it's his own fruit. Here it's not his own, he's got to share it with someone else. And that's enough that it will remove this gratitude issue. As a side point, we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. In general, we paskin like Hill. Rabbi Eliezer is known as being one of the Talmidim of Beis Shammai. We find in Shas, Rabbi Eliezer is Shamusi. He is from the Talmidim of Shammai, and he's going with that opinion. The Chachamim respond over here. Ein hachaytei nisker. The sinner is not allowed to benefit from the sin that he's doing, and if he's going to have gratitude for what he's for the fruit that he's going to be eating, the Shemitah fruit, then he shouldn't benefit at all from these fruit. Rather, yimachru leichlam. The people eating it should have to pay for it, and that means that he himself should have to pay for this produce before he eats it. And then he can eat it himself, but he should have to pay, and he shouldn't benefit from it without paying its value. Who is he paying? If he got it from as an inheritance or as a gift, what does he do with the money? Udmeim, the money that he's getting, yischalku l'chol adam, should be divided amongst all people. Because the Shemitah produce is nobody's, so he should divide the money, the value of this produce amongst everyone, in order that he shouldn't have any feelings of gratitude, because he's not benefiting here, he anyways has to pay the cash value. The Rav explains that really the Chachamim are not bothered by this issue of the gratitude. That was Beis Shammai's opinion that we don't paskin like. And the Chachamim are just responding to Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim themselves, there's no problem with this man eating it himself. There's not a problem of gratitude. However, you, Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that there is a problem of gratitude, it should not be enough just to have that he shares it with someone else, but rather he should actually have to pay the cash value of this produce to be distributed amongst everyone in order that there shouldn't be a concern of gratitude if that is an issue. However, the Chacham himself holds that's not an issue and he can eat it himself without having to pay any money or sharing it. The Mishnah ends off teaching that the halachas of challah apply to the produce of Shemitah. Ha'eichel me'isas shvius achalei humu chalasa. If someone eats from the dough of a Shemitah year before the challah portion that's given to a kohen was separated from the dough, chayav misa, he's liable for misa b'dei shemayim, death by the hands of heaven, which is the general strict punishment of challah on all dough. And this halacha applies even to the Shemitah year. It's no different, the dough from the Shemitah produce.